सर्वमङ्गलम्
सर्वमङ्गलम्
मङ्गलम् स्वस्ते भवन्तु
मङ्गलम् स्वस्ते भवन्तु
है कृपा दो जीवन जा प्लीज सी डोम
MC would like to wish everyone a good morning with the wish that the knowledge which understands the ultimate genuine reality and the knowledge which analyzes relative truth or relative reality and understands the character of cause and effect will grow and develop within you.
Now,
do you have any questions? Concerning the Svatantrika Madhyamaka view. Sanjay Chang Lasuta, Dedra Ume Jungku, Tene Chitang Uma Petawa, Chitang Gitawa, Rangimo Madupa, and Juchin Tender Sophie Nang Gitawa, Shepare, Tene Natsu. De gosu pare, chesu zule, de on chipa mundu rongju pa, mega namka tau dun na jo.
De gomsa shavata.
Now, tene, de kapsu, chipa de, chipa mundu, de kandre se yongere, de chik du dranji tensik.
So,
are there questions, and if so, what are they?
Yeah, when? Yeah.
I'm not quite sure I understand, but concerning the difference between the Madhyamaka and the Chittamatra schools, if the Madhyamaka feel that everything is empty and there's no ultimate self, then still believe in the mind reincarnating. Like if the Chittamatra believes that the mind is ultimately real, then it'll be a continual, unchanging thing. So do the Majjhimaka feel that we dissolve into a sort of emptiness, whole, when we die?
Tini, semsambadam ume, chepa yapohamamasun, tikapso, semsambitadu, sem dendamji sem dendrupre. Dendrup yuna tini?
Dendamji sem rarek, rarek.
Rarek ramsa dendrup kelangire. De yuna tini? Chewa sima, chewa ngamarang sima targire, trigire. Kaya sinya, sem dendru.
Oh, yeah.
Ina ang umetado.
Amatando. Umelogtar, no?
Umelogtar. Chu, sidang nangi, chutamche, tompa ni yina, tompa yina. Tini sam as ni sem medu dogire.
Sem, oh yeah.
Sem nangi chu tongpa yina. Sem yang tongire. Sem tongna. Tini kandrisi yangja che dogire. Cheva ngama dam sima kandrisi tugire.
Cheva ngasi te. Oma belola, tong matong ke chepa yo mare, tong batam matong be chepa seya yo mare, korwa tong banyere, nyande yang tong banyere, tsende tong banyere, imbesene ngachewa ngamada, sama tong banyere, dene da tang yin ji chepa yo mare, da yang tong bare, yin yang tong bare. Tini cheva ngāpsi yāng nāng tānti yōre mātō dēmbār mātōpare. Nāng tānti cheva ngāsi yōre yāng tāpār mātōpare. Tienda wuri ome lōla tini tōng mātōng ke chepar seya yō māre. Kondē chū chū tām che tōng sur chepare. Ya.
Islands and so on.
Ling Tin
Islands,
Rock Mountain,
Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
And while you are dreaming and not recognizing that you are dreaming, you take those things as being truly existent, as being real. They are not actually real, but you think in the dream that they are. But your thinking that they are real does not make them real. So there's no actually difference between, and there's not a stage where they are real and one where they're not. That whether you're recognizing that you're dreaming or not, the things that are experienced are equally empty of real existence. So this is the same sense that the Madhyamaka means this.
Nyande tongba nyere, nyangin len deba yang tongba re, nyangin len deba le chepar tong papa, hele yakshu che yo na yang yo sigma re, yo na yang tenyang tongba nyere songba re. Nyande tongba nyere, nyangde ha awo.
Ha awo so?
Chire?
Nibana.
Oh, nyande le lakpa karre.
Oh, re.
Nyangin len deba le lakpa nchotu chepa che yo ma re, te yo na yang tenyang tongba nyere.
Oh, re.
Songba re.
Similarly, not only is it samsara which is empty, but also nirvana is empty. Normally one thinks of nirvana as being the highest possible thing, the highest possibility, but even if there were something even higher, even better than nirvana, that would also be empty.
Chutamche tongpa nyitin, tsinyi mepa, majipa, mangapa, drama mepa, drama tan drava mepa, drava mepa, kawa mepa, wo songpa. Tetin kata. Drava
mepa.
Chutamche tsinyi mepa.
Tsinyi mepa.
Majipa. jewa mepa.
No.
Manga pa, ngakwa mepa.
No.
Trima mepa.
Oh, that's not.
Trima karre.
Trima.
Dibzi. Trima tang mepa sanda trima da trawa ya yo mare. Trima mepa yo mare, trima da trawa ya yo mare. Driva mepa kama mepa se. Dresa jeta ma nyong da doya re. Gang se jeta ya pen doya re. Pena chon rawa chi na. Kedam na na cho yo na. Jyoyenang bo song na ma dren do gare. Nyong nyong do gare. Prabha tang driva mepa. Pendrip mepa. Prabha mepa se na driva ya yo ma re. Driva mepa se na prabha ya yo ma re. Pendrip len de ba ten rawa song ba re. Hiram nyong bo le. Teje labi jane konsa hiram nyingpo lo nyong yisare, mangpo lo nyong yisare. Lo ma nyongpo su yang lo. Marwe.
Rimshi is quoting from the
Mudamaya. Ah, hiram nyingpo.
Hiram nyingpo, Heart Sutra. From the Heart Sutra, which many of you have read, and if you haven't, please read it. Where it says, all phenomena all phenomena are without defining characteristics. They are unborn, unceasing, without stain, and without being free of stain, and without anything else. And under anything else, Rimshe defined Peldut Mepa, which means they are free of increase and decrease. Here the example of water in a vase, if it stands too long, it starts to evaporate. But so that would be a sense of decrease. If you pour more in, it's increased. But all phenomena are without increase or decrease.
Increase or decrease. The tantina nim pendep te pendep le cheba zoko do malam to yam pravata mandrapa malam tangre inaya. Mene Pervatan Drapati Range Namdola Nankin Namdoke Pendela Denbar Kimbatan Remato Mene Pendel Yomare. Then Nagi, then in Yimu now and day on Conde Chutam Jail and Pendel Yomare and Pendel and Devare. Takes one.
So if we take up the term, the terms increase and decrease.
Increase, decrease. Increase, decrease. Tell me what you're
doing. Here we should consider this carefully. The sense in which there is no increase and decrease. One may dream that things are growing or decreasing, but that growth and decrease in the dream is merely one's thoughts, and the thoughts are also being taken as real. One is taking one's thoughts literally in the dream and assigning them to existence, whereas there is no actual increase and decrease occurring. It's merely thoughts.
Malam tong matang pa damdab la longwa longwar chon na, tene tam matang pa perke yare, tene te chua tama che ke tu ye se jab, ya po zhe na matang pa drip te tama perke re, te matang pa da tama drip se pa te rang, nam to trupe ngo la ten jong nang zang re ma to, ten jong nang zang re ma to, mene ne lok lam pa drip yo ma re, pe te yen to, Tanda Nanson, Samsa, Devan Pel, Dungan Dep, Samsa, Dungan Pel, Devan Dep, Samsa, Drum Pel, Nin Dep, Samsa, Nin Pel, Drum Dep, to do Yungu Yorete, Nelo Layamare. Nelo Lapote Yamare.
So just as the increase and decrease experienced in the dream are a conceptual creation, they are the same thing during the daytime, during waking experience. So increase and decrease, even during daytime experience, is a conceptual fabrication, and what is happening is beyond increase and decrease. If we take the example of dreaming of falling into a swamp, then when one falls into the swamp, then one's dirtiness, the being dirty, increases. If you then crawl out of the swamp and wash yourself with soap, then one's being clean increases. But these experiences in the dream are merely appearances due to one's own thoughts. And then one is deluded by these thoughts, thinking that this is actually happening, but it is an appearance of confused thoughts, which are then interpreted as constituting one's experience. And the same sort of thing happens in our experience in general. Sometimes we experience suffering as increasing, and other times decreasing. Sometimes experience getting more friends, and sometimes losing them, so we get less. Sometimes we get more enemies, sometimes less. That's the way we experience it, but all of these things are delusions, are mere appearances caused by one's own confused thoughts.
Pandip tokpe ta tsam le tsikye so. Pandip ten jong nang tsam le. Pandip ten de nang tsam. Omakab se ten de ya le, ten de nang tsam. Yanda tong lam pendep me. Te yin de dok dranyin yang. Te yin do deva da dong anyi. Dra da nyi. Te yin de dok dranyin so kong jap. Do jadani so yan da ton lam pendep ni dik so ha deva goma so ha
ay
te ya pu chong so
Even though there is a mere appearance of interrelated increase and decrease, in genuine reality, there is no increase and decrease. Similarly, happiness, suffering, friends, enemies, and so on, neither increase nor decrease in genuine reality.
Tina ngatsu ngatsu simjin lam pendet la denbar hyenban de trpa chenbo re pendet la denbar hyenban la tin de tene simjin na la kanga na tsokpa ta dunga na tsokpa yungu re tisen nam pendet me pe tong la
This idea of things as increasing and decreasing is a very great illusion, one of the very serious delusions that we fall into, and based on this delusion, sentient beings experience tremendous number of difficulties and problems. And because of this, one should analyze this idea of increase and decrease carefully with prajna. So in considering increase and decrease, one could think of two different tempos that this could occur in, either quickly or slowly. For example, sometimes people gamble and get rich quickly. They suddenly acquire a tremendous amount of money, or they could also lose a tremendous amount of money suddenly. it could be money, it could be possessions, wealth of different types. There's also another way of increase and decrease of wealth, which goes slowly, where it takes a great many years to accumulate or amass wealth so that one becomes rich. Or one might also lose it very slowly in small increments. So, in the same way that this can happen with wealth, it can also happen with friends and enemies. One suddenly gets a great number of enemies or friends, or loses either suddenly, or could go very slowly, both of them. But no matter which of these, no matter which it is, whether one is gaining or losing quickly or slowly, these are like a dream. In genuine reality, they have no no validity, no actual essence. This is what was taught by the Buddha and explained by Narayana in the reasoning of the Madhyamaka.
Tenen gombo lodrop ji sumbare. Sipa mekje jyon rawa. Rekpa trokyo pale. Sipa mekje jyon rawa. Lo yun tongwar churpe na. Mwen jen tham semata tabe yun su le ma jyur sumbare. Sipa de korwa re. Sipa un korwa de. Jujin ten de cho chan jen na wa. Mekje tang. Jyoma tang rawa to kukundo. Mekje jyoma tang rawa to na. Tene nandong yen me pa to pare. Te to na. Mwen jen ta ta semen ta. Jewa mwema tang. Samala, Jeva Nasa Dendrup to Tavatan. Deva Jeva Nasa Dendrup to Tana Taktare. Jeva Nasa Mepatana Chetare. De Tavu, Dene Taktata Chetande. Sipala Tasun de Mikitang, Jumatavo, Tono, Dene Mumatan Samantala. Takeja Tavi Ligamare. Takeja Tavi Jun Yumare somebody. Tisena, Dene Nasu Tasur de Ta. Sipan Korvan de Mikyo. Mikyotan Jomatavo, Tender Nangtan de Yoba, Yang Takpar Meba, Takor.
Tawa Yongsu Lame in Jura.
Tabe Jun Yongamare. Tabang Embe, Lay Yongamare. Tabang Embe, Layam Jun Yongamare. Lay Sejote, Sella Lay Sona. ser mayin ba ra la so ba chon le se gre ba chon se gre a ko zong ya o ma na na chwa mang bo lo na le de na yi ta ba ngai be le yong go ma le ta ba ngai be chon yong go ma le
So this is a quotation from the teachings of Nagarjuna, a text called Rigpa Drukchupa, the 60 Reasonings, which says, conditioned existence is like a mirage or an illusion. Conditioned existence means samsara, which is a mirage in the sense of being a mere appearance brought about through the interplay of causes and conditions. That is the mirage-like or illusion-like character of samsara, since it is a mere production of causes and conditions having an illusory character. It is appearance and emptiness inseparable. There is no difference, or it is appearance and emptiness together. The verse goes on to say, what one sees with one's intellect as the extreme of previous and the extreme of later will not be influenced by views. So this is extremely briefly presented. What it means is that in understanding that samsara is a mirage-like production of causes and conditions, one will not fall into the extreme of thinking that previous and later births are truly existent. That would be one extreme, the extreme of eternalism. And one does not fall into the extreme of thinking that previous and later births do not exist in any sense whatsoever. That would be the extreme of extinction. So one avoids such mistaken views, which is what is meant by the final line. One's way of seeing with one's mind will not be affected by views, that is to say, will not be influenced by negative views. The sense of affected here could be compared to the situation of gold becoming tarnished. The tarnish on the gold does not affect the gold, it does not pollute make the gold worse. It is a superficial situation which can be removed. In the same way, if one knows that samsara is illusory, like a mirage or an illusion, then one will not be affected by wrong views. Similarly, Milarepa in a song called Umayandapa Jupa. The correct expression of the middle path, or the correct formulation of Madhyamaka, says, Ledang Leji.
Namimi.
Namin me.
Number menpa me.
Number menpa all as
Namin Debra Valley.
Wow. Wow.
They said call me.
There is neither karmic action nor the complete maturation of karmic action. Therefore, not even the name samsara exists. There is similarly, there is no name samsara either. So, in speaking of the complete maturation of karmic action, means the consequences. The line says there is neither karmic action nor its consequences, and therefore, even there is not even a name samsara.
Dikapso le yang takpa le madrope se na le jenami madrope le dan le jenami madrope se na korva madrope korva daige madrope maze korva main tam de yang madrope re sumbre de dan kolo parpa dan teba kolo parpa oma ra tong dan teba yobre de sen korva main de sumbre
le yanda par me na
le ma yang tak par ton tam par ton
tam. So the sense of this is that since karmic action in genuine reality does not exist, then the consequences of karmic actions in genuine reality or ultimately seen do not exist, and therefore the name samsara doesn't exist because the name only makes sense in relation to a base of imputation for that name. So since samsara, which is defined by the circle of karmic action and consequence, it does not exist genuinely, then the name, samsara, which is the basis of imputation for the name samsara. And since the base of the imputation of the name does not exist genuinely, the name also has no genuine application.
Le may be Juntin, the number Lola Kanzak, that young Takwar may be sena, le a ton tamar madropere, le madropesena, legend devil madropere, le than legend devil madropesena, then call a madropere.
No. And this statement of Miller.
Then you need to take one in Dorchi Tipper Park Kanga Leger Chubri.
This statement of Milarepa is similar to that of the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma represented by the teachings of the Madhyamaka. Rinpoche then goes on to say, we need a valid reason for being able to say karma does not exist, karmic action has no existence in genuine reality. The valid reason is that there is no self of the individual. Since the self of the individual does not exist genuinely, then there is no karmic action. Since there is no karmic action genuinely seen, there is also no result. And without the karmic action and its consequences, there is no samsara. And this reasoning applies all the way from the Sravaka school up to and including Vajrayana.
Tendrao lay down, lay ten nami, than covers on me, some good jones in Caresana, Simjin nam, teni, lay la denberry chamber, lay ten nami la denberry chamber, cova la denberry chamber, nam do chimbo over it, dead dog with chair to somebody.
Why has this been taught that there is no karmic action, no karmic consequence, and no samsara? It's because beings place a great deal of emphasis on this. They take it, they attach themselves to the idea of karmic action as being something truly existent. Similarly, they are very attached to the idea of consequences of karmic action and to the idea of samsara. then it is in order to refute. So this constitutes a great attachment, a very strong form of attachment, and it is in order to counteract this serious attachment that has been taught there is no karmic action, no karmic consequence, no samsara. Even though it does not exist in genuine reality, then what sense can one say it exists relatively speaking? Relatively speaking, it exists in the same sort of way as an illusion or a mirage. In considering this relative way in which things exist as a mirage or an illusion, they are emptiness and appearance. This mere appearance, which is both appearing and empty, seems to be real. And in seeming to be real, we take it to be real. However, we can see from the example of the dream that just because things appear does not mean they are real. Whatever appears in the dream is an appearance and emptiness, in the same way that it is during the daytime, that is to say, that it is a mere interrelation of causing conditions without any actual essence. So it is mere appearance and emptiness, exactly the same in the dream. And in the dream, we make the same mistake as during the daytime because it seems to be real. So we take it to be real. This is where the delusion happens. For if we dream, that we dream of a rock and a head, and of hitting one's head on a rock, then when you've done that, then blood starts gushing out. And in the dream, you think this is happening because it seems to be. It's appearing. But this appearance and emptiness, even though it seems to be there, is not there. It's a dream. In the same way, it's appearance and emptiness because there is not even a single atom of a head or blood or rock. Nevertheless, you have these appearing, and the whole experience seems to be happening because it seems to be happening when things it is happening.
Then Omaranji Balola Demba Tropa Kati Demba Madropa Drabare. Oma Tanjo Jilola, Tini Dendrop ka te demi tungi ranlok la ke linga mare. Tini cheba yungi. Ranji Jilola, Demba Kate, Demi, Tantoni Kalingre, Tripa Kate, Tuta Kalingre. Tanju Jilola Kalings of one. Ranlok la Kaling Yaman.
In the Svatantrika Madhyamaka, one refutes the delusion of true existence and asserts the lack of that truth. One asserts the lack of true existence. In other words, one asserts the emptiness. And in the Prasangika Madhyamaka, one similarly refutes the true existence of the delusion, but one does not go on to assert the lack of that truth or the emptiness. That is one of the main differences between the two schools.
Mega Namkatawa, Tonjan Namkatawa, Chiang Madhopa, Tonjan Namkatawa, and Yambari Yoga Yuri.
Now, so in doing the meditation in the Svatantrika, as we began to get explained this morning, there's this two line verse from the Treasure of Knowledge which says, furthermore, there's a preliminary investigation. Which the Rangjupas perform, preliminary analysis, and that preliminary analysis is conducted by analyzing for singleness or multiplicity in the phenomena, and in discovering none, one then, during the meditation, rests in a nothingness, or what is also translated non-affirming negation, which is like space.
Are
there any other questions?
I'm sorry, but I still have a problem with this Chitta Master School. When I read the fever truth you gave to us yesterday, I understand this as nothing is existing extrinsic to consciousness, to be a basis on consciousness. And when I think of what I got out of your speech yesterday, and today also when you were summarizing it, I hear you saying that there's nothing, no phenomena existing, but as a personal projection due to the karmical and personal habitual tendencies or whatsoever. And if you analyze it that way, I have a problem, because if you say there are no objects, how on earth can there be a subject? You see?
Yes, the same reasoning is used in the text. Okay, I can try to translate that.
No. It's just when I read it through here, I understand it, but when I think of the way you are explaining it, I get mixed up. Because then I have the feeling you are separating. Something, for example, phenomena, yesterday, the outside phenomena,
yes.
And you were talking about the persons,
mm-hmm.
You were talking about their body and their speech,
mm-hmm.
Their speech also going to the part of the physical or the part of his prediction. If I, the sense perceiving things, body and speech, so what I see from you, it's only a prediction, a personal prediction from my side. In that way, it seems like if you are putting those things outside of consciousness, you understand what I mean?
If the projections are outside of consciousness?
Yet if you say the only prediction, the only personal, they only exist as a personal prediction, then you put them kind of outside of mind, and then it doesn't work.
Tini Simsam Tardo, and Sidon De Semji Trunom, right?
Pakyakana,
Hara. Panchaki Namoy Trunom, right? De Yuna Tini Sidon Dendrup Mare. Sidon De Namrikle Namrikle Siro de Yupa Yomare.
Are Namrik Ram. Yeah.
Tene siruji chu mena tene nangzin besen yang mepa
re
mepa re te marangi samal te do yore
te do re
you know sidun mepe shepa la de semji trunong yuna
sidun mepe shepa la
shepa la
semji
sidun ji nangwa de bashak la tini trunong le zungwa re shena tini trunong di semle chepa re indrawa
Semle
chepare.
Chepa.
Morongi Zambala.
Semle soma.
Semle chepare.
Semle chepa.
Semle tadere.
Semle sosore.
Semle sosore.
Oh yeah.
Trunong donk sem de sosore. Morongi Zambala.
Oh yeah. Trunong donk. Trunong donk triore. Trunong donk triore ni. Tade tado nang na yang, wene ta ma de ba malam rabore. Malam je nawa de, malam je sem turba re, malam je sem turba kapso, driyor dang, yor dang, sem ni tade tado nang ga yore, wene tade yo ma re. Malam je nawa de sem tab re, de na yin sam go gado. Raba semzan ji kapsa yang pe ya kyu malam re. Malam ngoma ji pa kapsa malam je nawa trunang re. Trunang yi na yang trupe nawa, trupe yor tan trupe sen yi tade na yin kya gare. Tade tadu kya na yang ngune tade ma re semzan re. Pe te dang raba.
No.
Sam gugudu.
So if one thinks that the projection is something different than the mind, and then one should think of the example of the dream. One has the deluded mind making a deluded projection. In the dream, the mind that is confused and the appearance that is being projected seem to be two different things. But in fact they are not, even though they seem to be different. The appearance in the dream and the mind that is dreaming are the same. The mind is experiencing its own deluded contents. It is the mind, the deluded mind, experiencing its own delusion in the form of the appearance. They are not two different things, even though they seem to be. In the dream, one doesn't recognize it as a dream. That is the sense in which one should understand that there is no difference between the projection, which seems to be an outer object, and the inner mind, which is projecting it.
Tene semsang je lo la ta zung zeng ni je tong ba re, zung zeng ni je tong ba rang re den rup te khe len ba re. Ome lo la, tene kolo parpa gong ba oma rang ju ta tan ju je lo la, tene rang re yang ma do ba re. Zungzhen ni ma do ba yin do rang rik yang ma do ba re. Rang rik den do yang gak pan se ba re. Dan da di juan ju la yang rang rik go si je rik pa ma bo ye ba re.
Your wisdom, and this is asserted in the Mahamudra, in the Dzogchen, One asserts semde rikpa, the awareness which transcends mental operations. And as Rinpoche was explaining before and the other day, one should think about the extremely subtle differences between these definitions carefully. There's a very, very subtle difference in the way this self-awareness is being described in each of the schools. So we should think about the distinctions carefully and meditate on them well. We now recite the aspiration prayer of Maitreya. I prostrate to all the good.
Machi Padam Majonta, Naji Machi Nema, Namrik Machi, Machi Tumbuchi Natova, Tesa Kashi Dong Yang Gomja, Yang Sakashi Dong Gomja Nebra.
With the teachings of the progressive stages of meditation on emptiness that we are presently doing, it would be good to recite the 13th verse of Maitreya's prayer of aspiration, the one which says, future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dharma Dhatu, which is empty. We should recite that verse again and again and reflect and meditate over it well.
Ni tongba ni je tong te ki kale kha po ta to kale kha po yo de se na te malam ja go ba.
Because the view of emptiness is something extremely difficult to understand and extremely difficult to realize, it is necessary to make aspiration prayers that one will be able to do so.
Maji Badam Manjon Don Raja Manji Nema Namre Manji Uma Tungbe Junendo Kirasasas.
In future phenomena are not born and those types will not occur.
Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual There is no perception, there are no outer things. May I realize the Dharma Dhatu, which is empty.
Future
phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature.
Zonam de ye, dom je ze pa ni, dom ne ni ve dan pa. Ye ga nam je, balam ro ba ye, se ben ro ye ro ha ro. Jo men jo lem bo, ku ye ta si so, ye na jo je, song ki ta si so, ta ra ten me, tu ye ta si so. Jarva kusum to ye ta si so, ne der ni mo de le, sen de le, ne me kong yang de le, Nimsen tato dele kwen jo song ye trashi so. Dine sang chuti ri chiran so tronche katha mente tronche lendo re tronche malam jamantava. Tronche che sukta taro rizate so yang malam jamantava samma teyama.
So tomorrow is the free day and if you go down to the city of Kathmandu on your free day then you should think of it as being an illusory city, an illusion-like, dream-like city, and that all of the forms, sounds, smells, tastes, and touch are illusory and dreamlike. And to think of it in this, if you think of it in this way, it would be a good free day.
The ne parta me ba chovu jui na ye sam gogo mado kap kap son sam sam to sam mali.
Yuche
me ba sam gogo mado.
You don't need to go around thinking like this the whole time, but just once in a while.
Okay.
Good.